Good morning, Carroll County. This is Carroll County Commissioner Stephen Wance from District 1 with the weekly podcast. And it's great to be able to speak to everyone. It's been a while since I've had a chance to do one of these. We've crossed over into June now, and hopefully we will have a string here of really, really good weather, as most of us really, really enjoy the fact that the weather has changed and we get to go outside and do all those great activities that we normally are accustomed to. Speaking of that, we are back to normal for the most part when it comes to COVID and all of those things that were associated with a pandemic. I would be remiss if I didn't thank all of you, our citizens of Carroll County, for making sure that you were doing the right thing, utilizing best practices. You know, as a result of the great efforts that all of you made, we're in a good place right now. We've got very, very low rates. Hospitalizations are down. A lot of folks are getting vaccinated, and the word normal is incredibly important, and that's where we are right now. And I need to thank everybody. Look, there were folks out there that disagreed with the masks, disagreed with all of this. Most of you would be surprised, maybe, I don't know, to know that some of the negative, ridiculous comments that were thrown our way over the last 15 months has just been it's just been over the top. I quite frankly don't get how folks can be so rude with a lot of their comments. And I don't know if you're on Facebook or social media, which I continue to say is the dumpster of our society, you certainly have seen an example of how rude people can be. It is my hope that the summertime brings more normalcy. And maybe some of the folks that are so negative and want to be the first to scream in your face will come down and really, really consider what's most meaningful in life. And that is, you know, to respect one another and to work with one another as we're all in this together. And I can tell you that life is very short. I've lost two very dear friends over the last week. One individual who I came up through the ranks with in the volunteer fire department. And, he was a very dear friend to not only myself, but my wife, and he was battling cancer, and he lost his battle and at a very young age. And I also lost a brother in the fire service who I worked with in the career department who had a massive heart attack at the age of 61. So, you know, life is short, and you blink and you've lost months. So I'm hopeful that folks will, as we get back to normal, remember that it is very important to treat one another with respect, and together we will all get through this. So take some time as we begin this summer season to enjoy life and to say thank you to all those that need to be thanked, and up your level of respect, and again, we'll get through this. So most recently, change the subject here a little bit, but on a similar note, most of all of us have been involved in attending our high school graduations over the last week, and I want to say congratulations to all of the seniors that have graduated from our 7 high schools. Some amazing young people, some amazing statistics have been shared at these graduation ceremonies, and talk about a tough year. Being a senior in high school over the last year has been incredibly tough. So to all of the folks that have graduated and are moving on in whatever they're going through next in their life, I say congratulations and well done. We are very, very proud as Carroll County elected officials with all of you and all of the accomplishments that you have achieved as you have now kind of crossed over the first milestone, and that is graduating from high school. It does my heart good to see those that are going on to higher learning institutions, those that are going into trade, and those that are going into our military service. It's just amazing. So again, it's been an honor to attend the graduations, and thank you to all of the teachers and the staff and everyone, the parents, everyone who have made these students' lives much better. Successful graduates of Carroll County High Schools. Well done. I want to share that Carroll County has the lowest unemployment rate in the state of Maryland. We are at 3.9%, which is quite amazing. And this is another good sign as I get back to normalcy, the word normalcy, that we are getting back to where we need to get back to, which is just wonderful. For those that want to make that statistic lower and are looking for a job, we've got plenty of job opportunities to work for Carroll County government. Good salaries, great benefits. Check out our website, carrollcountymd.gov. Check out what is available. And really, when you look around, everybody is hiring. So I encourage everyone, get out there, get back in the workforce. Let's make this get back to normal thing become a huge reality here. Again, 3.9%, we're very proud of that. So congrats to the Carroll Countyans that are making that statistic so low. We recently lost our first fire and EMS director. I'm not going to get into a whole lot of detail about that, only to say that we were really hopeful that we had found the right individual to lead us in creating one of the best combination volunteer and career systems on the East Coast. Unfortunately, that didn't work out, and we're going back to the drawing board now. With the cooperation of our volunteers, we've put some of the responsibility back on them in the interim here until we find another director. But we are working towards that, and we will find someone to take the helm and, again, pick up the pace of getting us to that great combination system. So more to come on that in the next few weeks. We're hopeful that we can find someone as quickly as possible. I'm hopeful that we can get somebody on board as quickly as July the 1st as we roll into a new fiscal year. Recently passed our budget. My theme this year was all got some, and that's exactly what it was. We also put some monies into some of our infrastructure. I am incredibly happy to say that we have a plan in place that over the next 3 years, there will be no unpaved roads in Carroll County. We have a plan in place that will harden all of our gravels, and we're very much looking forward to that. We're also getting grants for internet. Several roads have already received grants, and we're going to begin working on those. That's a huge issue. So both of those issues we're working on, and we're going to get to some finality on some of that as quickly as we can. To my constituents in the Silver Run Union Mills area, we're getting ever so closer to the new community center. The community center is out for bids, finally. COVID kind of delayed that a little bit, but it is out for bids, and we're hoping to have the groundbreaking up there very, very soon. So stay tuned for that. And then finally, we have a new 2021 official visitors guide out, Carroll County, Maryland, that is just full of incredible information on all of the amazing things, places, restaurants, all kinds of historic places that you can visit. We are incredibly proud in Carroll that we have so many wonderful things. So if you get a chance, pick up a copy of this. Like to thank our tourism folks and economic development for putting together this guide. It is an amazing guide. I'd pick it up and show it to you, but I'm on a podcast. But go out, get the official visitor's guide that will be available in many locations. Take a look at the amazing things that we have going on. As of June 1st, we are back to normal operations here at the county office building. You should still be getting appointments if you need to see staff, but you can walk in now to pay tax bills. You can walk in now to get a building permit. So we're really getting back to normal here. You can also attend our sessions, which are typically on Thursday mornings beginning at 9. So all things are good as we move into June. So that's it. I'm out of time. I also want to say to everyone, thank you again for cooperating so that we could get back to normal as quickly as we can. To everyone, stay safe. Have a fantastic summer season, and we'll talk to you soon. Don't ever hesitate to call us. All of our doors are always open. This has been Carroll County Commissioner Stephen Wance from District 1 with your weekly podcast. Stay safe, everyone. Thanks.